The Federal Reserve has a new leader. Kevin Warsh has just been confirmed as chair of the central bank by the U.S. Senate. Let me bring in now our Fed correspondent, Jennifer Schonberger. Jen.
Hey there, Josh. That's right. The U.S. Senate has officially just confirmed Kevin Warsh to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve and one of the most divisive votes for a Fed chair in history. That final tally clocking in at 54-45 along party lines, with just one Democrat, Senator John Fetterman, breaking with ranks to join Republicans. Warsh will be filling Stephen Miron's seat. Miron was filling in for former Fed Governor Adriana Kugler, who had left 5 months early before her term was up. And this was really President Trump's only opportunity to fill that vacancy on the Federal Reserve Board of Governors, because outgoing Fed Chair Jay Powell has opted to remain on the Board of Governors for an indeterminate amount of time. His governor term is not up until January of 2028. The only opportunity at this point for the president would be if there was another vacancy that opened up, or if the Supreme Court ends up ruling in favor of the president's firing of Fed Governor Lisa Cook, an outcome that many see as unlikely given the oral arguments that we saw back in January.